Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's a Taylor Swift frenzy this morning, isn't there?
Yes, there is. But you do have to pay the parking meters today because of Taylor Swift. The post offices will remain open today because of Taylor Swift. But other than that, it is a national holiday. She released her brand new album, as promised, at midnight this morning. Swifties have been up all night listening and re-listening and re-listening. And if you're interested in their reactions, it's all over social media. You can't miss it. I will reserve my review because what do I know? I'm 500 years old, but you know this music is for Taylor Swift fans seems pleasant enough to me. Here's a little sample of it all.
Is that a montage of several?
That is a montage of several, three of her songs. One of them is called Fortnite, on which Post Malone also performs. One is the title track, which is the Tortured Poets Department. That's the name of the album and that song. And the other one is, I forget, Jimmy Crack Corn or something.
Yeah, that's it, Jimmy Crack Corn, exactly.
I can't remember the name of the other one.
You know what I notice about her music? You know how most of the time you need to hear a song a couple of times before you really like it and get into it.
Yep.
Not with Taylor Swift. I find her music like accessible and memorable immediately upon first hearing.
It's very pleasant. Very, very pleasant. And when you listen to the words, very thoughtful. I don't know as much about her dating history as a grown man probably should, but I'm told that she deals with a lot of her ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, just don't break up with her, that's all.
Yeah, Travis Kelce, look out, because you break up and you get a song or two out of her.
Yeah.
But here's what happened. So the album was scheduled to be released at midnight, and it actually came out. And then 2 hours after that, she surprised her fans by dropping another album, 15 more songs. So what you wound up getting is a double album. The second one is called The Anthology. And to that, on Instagram, she wrote, "I have written so much tortured poetry in the past 2 years and wanted to share it all with you. The story isn't mine anymore. The story now is yours." So you want to, hear more of it. Obviously, you can download all of this wherever you get your music these days. On social media, there are little clips and bits and pieces, just to, if you want to get a little sample of it all. But this is, major. I mean, as we've said before, this is genius marketing.
Yep.
That that big sign, the mural that was on the side of a building with a QR code on it. Got everybody curious, and when you scan the QR code, it took you to where you could buy merchandise for this new album, The Tortured Poets Department. I would be willing to guess that within 3 months, there will be some tracks that she did not release today that will be coming out that will force fans to buy the album again.
Of course.
Because I'm telling you what. It is absolute genius marketing. Taylor Swift should be studied in college classes on marketing because it is just amazing. Yeah.
But she does deliver the goods.
She does.
Sad news for Allman Brothers fans. So let's talk about Dickie Betts.
Yeah, he, if you are, familiar with the Allman Brothers music, primarily from the 1970s, 1980s, the music of Dickie Betts. He wrote many of their classic songs, including their biggest one, "I Was Born a Ramblin' Man," but so many other songs that he gave us as well, with that signature Southern rock sound, extraordinary guitar playing along with Duane Allman. He died yesterday at the age of 80 years old. They did not disclose the cause of death.
Dean, I'm still resisting going to see Civil War because it sounds like not a fun experience. But is there anything else to go see this weekend?
Yeah, of course. And again, if you find yourself in too good of a mood at some point this weekend, this Civil War will definitely bring you down and depress you because it's about a second American Civil War. It's a phenomenal movie, incredibly made, incredibly acted, extremely thought-provoking, but you know, it's it'll bring you down a little bit. But yes, much more pleasant things this weekend, starting off with this movie that sounds like it could be a Monty Python sketch. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is what it's called. It stars Henry Cavill, the guy who used to play Superman. It's directed by Guy Ritchie, so Guy Ritchie movies are always very fast-paced, quick cuts, you know, always with kind of a wink of the eye to the audience in its contents. And it is about a group of Nazi hunters during World War II. Turns out this is actually a real, there really was this group, a long declassified group of Nazi hunters that were absolutely relentless. Now, the movie is a little bit blood splattering, but it also is kind of funny. It's an action thriller. It has a really good sense of humor about it. Again, well made, well acted. I gave that one a Dean's List B. If you want a horror movie this weekend, there is also one that doesn't take itself overly serious, called Abigail, about a 12-year-old ballerina, daughter of a powerful mob figure, who gets kidnapped. And when the kidnappers demand their $50 million ransom, they are told that all they have to do to get the money is spend one night in a creepy old mansion locked in the house with her. And these kidnappers find some surprises about our little ballerina that they were not expecting. It's all, pretty funny and pretty well done. Again, though, kind of a little bit on the graphic side, Dean's List B. Really, to me, the best movie of this weekend is called We Grown Now, which is about a couple of, I would say, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids, best friends, who live in Cabrini Green. And they just, amidst all the poverty and the crime and racism and everything that Cabrini Green was famous for, was this really loving friendship and the sense of family and warmth and sides of Cabrini Green that you didn't really hear all the time. And, this story focuses on these two best friends who do everything together and through a whole series of events have to confront possibly going separate ways as they are growing older. It's a very, very heartwarming story, shot in Chicago here, of course. Dean's List B plus on that one. If you're looking for some other things to do this weekend, Todd Rundgren is at the Rivers Casino in Des Plaines tomorrow night. He's got tons of hits that you'll be able to sing along with. R&B singer Layla Hathaway is at the City Winery through Saturday. Members of the band and the Levon Helms band have all gotten back together again. They are returning as the Wait Band, and they are at the Old Town School of Folk Music tomorrow night. The Robert Cray Band, if you love blues, at the Des Plaines Theater. For some theater this weekend, we've got the Music Man that's out at the Marriott in Lincolnshire, which is terrific. We've got Tony Award winner Leslie Odom Jr. He was one of the original cast members of Hamilton and Broadway. He's a really incredible singer, and he'll be at the CIBC Theater downtown on Saturday night. Eddie Izzard, who is best known for his stand-up comedy, does these really interesting dramatic performances, and today opens a one-person performance of Hamlet. He plays all 23 characters in this production of Hamlet, which is at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater on Navy Pier through May the 4th. Yesterday, I sat down and talked with Eddie about taking on this very challenging role.
If you think about it, I have been trained in a very unusual way. If anyone knows about it, I was actually studying accounting when I was at university. And then I wanted to act when I was 7 years old. So acting was being the big love. And then I had to go through all this different thing. I had to go to university, certain parental pressure. And then I had already said, no, dramatic acting is not for me. Concentrated on comedy because I loved it. Monty Python influence. I was a street performer. I was a stand-up. But acting was always my big love. So, but I wasn't on the list, you know, the list of who should we build a Hamlet production round.
Right.
So I'm not on that list. So I put myself on my own list.
So you created your own little cubby hole for that. Is it liberating to play all of the characters?
Is it exhausting? It is both. It's both those.
Yeah.
It is very tough. It is... I have to do honor to all the characters, so all the arcs are playing at the same time. So as you switch from one character to another, they're on a different trajectory on their arc. And then there's the whole arc, the super arc of the play.
Yeah, so Eddie Izzard at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater on Navy Pier through May the 4th. We'll have the full interview with Eddie Izzard on my Sunday radio show. Also, Jason Alexander, full interview with him, who is also at Chicago Shakespeare Theater, and he'll be opening his play there the following week. Alvin Ailey Dance Company's at the Auditorium this weekend. There is no shortage of things going on. Bob, if you can break away from listening to the Taylor Swift album for just an hour or two.
I'll try.
Okay.
I, as a Seinfeld freak, I need to hear more of Jason Alexander on your Sunday show here. Everybody's favorite loser. We love George. Have a good weekend.
See you.
Thank you, Dean.
Bye.